Oh, what kind of cars, yeah, trucks, or aircraft are used by fire and police departments that you've been?
I know the police department uses primarily four-door sedans of one kind. I think they're Plymouths, Furies, most of them.
Yeah, but the names, you know, like, are these...
Squad cars, that's something else, and then there's fire trucks, fire engines, rescue trucks, etc.
Okay. Do they have any of the really big, fire trucks, or any of the real big ones where they have a guy in the back that has to steer to?
I think so. I haven't seen one. I really haven't. No, I think it's a real rare novelty. Maybe it's because I haven't been going to too many fires.
Or the type of an engine that would carry some water supply or something like that.
Yeah, there's one in the county. I have no real name for it, though. I know there's one for the county where they don't have that many fire. Some places don't have fire plugs.
Okay. What type of aircraft might they use?
As far as the police department, I'd say helicopters, and well, as well as the, I don't think the fire department has aircraft as much, but helicopters are about their biggest thing.
Okay. If someone had a heart attack, what kind of a small truck might be sent to the fire department?
Rescue squad.
Okay. And if a fire chief came to a fire alone, what might he come in?
A car, really, more than likely.
Is it all painted up like?
It's a red, usually red with fire department chief written on the side of the door. The nice, great, big, pretty emblem sitting out there, all in gold lame and all that kind of stuff.
Okay, and you mentioned, I think you said the police. What did you call the police type of a vehicle?
A squad car.
Squad car. Any other names for like squad car, that type of a name that you could think of? That you might have used when you were younger?
Don't tell her what I call it in college. Some of them are choice four-letter words, too. Gosh. Police car. That's about the only thing I can think
squad
of.
Squad car and police car.
That's right.
All right. What about the, they didn't use cars. They had a, like you mentioned earlier, a sort of closed bed truck in the back that they had to put people in. After a raid or something.
Oh, that was the paddy wagon.
Okay.
The paddy wagon, yep. Remember them boys.
Okay. What are some of the, let me see. What kinds of storms can you get around here?
Hurricanes, thunderstorms. Rainstorms, every now and then tornado.
Okay.
Every now and then.
All right, now up north, not so much here, but up north they have rain, not here at all maybe, I don't know. Rain will come down. Once it's down, it's cold enough to freeze, you know, but it's raining, and once it hits, it freezes. Do you ever have a name for that when you're up in Ohio or wherever?
I think either you're talking about hail.
Now hail, all right, does hail come down wet?
It comes down hard,
yeah.
But it hits, hard. And that's true enough right here. But, let's see, I don't remember, maybe.
Okay.
I can't put my hands on it.
All right, do you have any familiar or friendly or pejorative terms for firemen? That you remember when you were a kid?
Yeah.
How about a policeman?
Oh, lots. Hot, fuzz. Pig was a new one. We used that one quite often, but here comes the fuzz, here comes the cop, John Law.
Were there any distinctions between like a city, a county, or a state?
As far as names were
concerned, yeah.
The fuzz was fuzz.
Yeah. I remember, where was it? I think it was in Central Florida when I was young, since we're about the same age.